Hi, John. This is Tom West of the Vikings or the Twin Cities Report.
Oh, this is Charlie Strong. How you doing?
Hey, great, Coach. Appreciate you taking time. I'll open up to questions here from reporters here in the Twin Cities.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. What do you recall from Teddy Bridgewater when you first got him and he came to campus? What did you recall about him?
Well, the good thing about it is I had a chance to watch Teddy in high school. And at the University of Florida, we had what we call this Friday Night Lights in July. And Teddy came up to Friday Night Lights, and there was just a line of quarterbacks. And he's like, well, Coach, I'm going to go out here and play some wide receiver. And then I said, no, just go catch a couple of balls at wide receiver and then come back and throw it because we won't watch you play quarterback. But just his leadership ability and just watching him, even in high school, you go out to one of his high school practices, and as they're waiting for the coaches to arrive, he's already got the team assembled, and he's out there throwing. He's pitching, catching with the wide receivers. They're running their routes.
Wasn't it his freshman year? Didn't he come in mid-game and kind of take over? And then from there, you kind of figured out that this would be.
Yeah, what was great, you know what was great with that is he came in July, in January, so we were able to get him at mid-semester. So he was able to come in, go through the winter conditioning, go through spring practice, go through the summer conditioning, and then he was ready to go play in the fall. And he did. He had to come in, and he took over. And once he took over, we had a starter, and the starter got injured, and he came in a rival game against Kentucky. And once he took over, it was from then on he kept the position and just, you know, had a remarkable career.
How surprised were you, Coach, that he fell all the way to the last pick in the first round? And what were you thinking to yourself, you know, as he was sitting there and not getting picked and kept falling?
Well, it was just frustrating to watch it happen because I always say you can't take one workout and tell me that one workout is going to judge who Teddy Bridgewater is and what type of player he is. Because you take his work and his line of work shows that over the 3 years. And when I go back and, you know, you start wondering, I just noticed that football team at University of Louisville knew that they had a chance to win the game when Teddy Bridgewater had the ball in his hands when he had to come from behind because they knew that he was going to drive the ball and go for a score. They had that much confidence in him. And one day I asked him a question in a team meeting. I said, what position on this football team cannot be ready to play and cannot go out there and have a bad day? And every player in there said a quarterback position. I said, okay, if you feel that way about the quarterback position, how do you feel about your own position? You can't go out and have a bad day, so don't put it all the onus on the quarterback. But that's just how much what they felt about Teddy, and they just knew that they were going to get his best every game.
Coach, you had seen Teddy for 3 years. Well, what's going through your mind during that pro day?
Well, I didn't have a chance to see the pro day because, you know, I left there, so I didn't have an opportunity to see it. But just to hear the reactions from so many people, he didn't have his glove on. I think he plays better with the glove on. And he didn't make the throws. And I just, you know, I don't know what was going on or what really exactly happened, but I just know that wasn't him.
Why did you start wearing gloves when he got to Louisville?
Yes, he actually started when he first arrived on campus. He had a glove on.
Was it? He says it was for grip. Was there any other reason? It just seems kind of random. Just that you would be so you would need a glove so bad like that that it would affect his throwing as it did in the pro day.
Well, I think that what happened was he started off with it as a freshman, and then once you get used to something, you just actually that's what you always do. Well, I remember we was playing Southern Miss or just a pour down rain, and he had his glove on. I said, "Can you grip the ball?" And he said, "Yeah, Coach, I can grip the ball." And I said, "I mean, it's a thunderstorm out here, water on the field," and he made a couple of We had to throw the ball, and he made a couple of big time throws in the rain, with the glove on. So it was just something that he had grown accustomed to, and he just wore it all the time.
Charlie, how did you feel about if you flipped on ESPN or NFL Network any time in the past 2 months, and people were breaking down not just Teddy's mechanics, now he throws the football, but his makeup as a quarterback? How did that stuff strike you?
Well, it was just amazing to hear just some of the conversations because I just knew who he was and just his whole makeup and what type of player he is. And just to see this unfold here the last 2 weeks, I just kept saying to him, and I told him the other day, I called him and I said, listen, you just be patient. You are who you are. You've never changed for anyone, and that's why I really respect you because even though you're going through what you're going through right now, you're still standing strong, and you've been the type of person you are. And for him to continue to just withstand the onslaught of all the criticism, and still have a smile on his face, that just speaks of who he is. But just thinking about it, that's the type of player he is, because he's one of those players that he loved to come from behind. He loves to be that underdog, and he loves to prove people wrong.
A lot of people will say when their prospects and their draft stock is falling that they don't listen to it. Knowing you as you do, do you think that was possible, that you can just completely block it out when it just seems that everything being said about you is negative?
Well, it's so tough to block it out, because every time if you walk by a TV, something, somebody says something about you. And a lot of times, we're all human. Whenever somebody say our name, we want something kind of listen or act like we're not listening. But even though whatever has been said about him, he has enough strength and enough fortitude and enough focus where he just would, just continue to work and say, you know what, I still got to get better, and he still would out. Even the day of the draft, I just said, just be patient, Teddy. Just be patient. We don't know where you're going to fall. Just be patient, and God has a plan for you.
It seemed like he was particularly good at handling the blitz. What do you think contributed to that? How did you see when the pressure really turned up on him? What allowed him to be able to excel in that area?
Well, I just think through his childhood, just him watching his mom battle cancer and then him being there and just seeing how strong she was, it just gave him that strength. And so he can overcome anything. I mean, I can remember us being in games, we're up there at Rutgers, and we need to beat Rutgers to get to the Sugar Bowl. And here's my man, he's got a high ankle sprain and then a broken wrist. And he comes up to me the second quarter, and he says, "Coach, I can play." And I said, "Are you sure?" And he's like, "Yeah, I can play." I said, "Well, here's what we'll do. We'll let one of my quarterbacks go first and second down. So on third down, if we need to throw the ball, you're going in the game." And went in the game and made a couple of unbelievable plays. And he came up to me right late in the game, and we needed a field goal to win. And he said, "Coach, let me run a naked bootleg. They're not honoring me at all." And I said, "Yeah, that'd be really smart, Teddy. I'll let you run a naked bootleg. They go and hit you, and then you really get injured. People are going to be wondering what was Coach thinking about." But no, it's just a competitor. He's a competitor, and he competes now.
Charlie, is poise in the pocket just a natural instinct, or can it be taught by a coach?
It's natural instincts, because you don't see you have watched us play, and I know, and you can see guys, sometimes we may miss a block up front and a linebacker is running right downhill at him, and he'll just standing there. I can remember we played North Carolina, and we turned the backer loose, and he has a straight shot on Teddy, and he runs right down the middle and drives his helmet right in his chest, and he unloads one for a touchdown. He kind of lays there on the ground, and you wonder, you got to get up, Teddy, and he gets up. But he was just one of those guys who was just so poised in the pocket and took some big hits, but he still stood in there and threw the ball.
How did you spot that when you were recruiting him?
Well, it's hard to spot, because you really don't know, because in high school they don't really, a lot of times they're going to scramble away from you. But that was what was what he did best. He didn't just run away from the pressure, because he knew he had to make the throw and just didn't know exactly where all the pressure was coming from. So if he saw a backer coming and the receiver wasn't breaking, at least he'd try to head and shoulder fake him and let it go. But he wasn't one to quickly take off running with the ball.
Coach, how often do you touch base with Teddy these days since both of you moved on from Louisville?
We have stayed in contact. I talk to him a lot, and we have, and it's been fun, because when you've been around a player and you've developed a relationship with a player, and then not only Teddy, with all of them, when you develop a relationship and they know you care about them and they trust you, then you're going to always have a great relationship with them, because they know that they can always call you and ask you for their advice on different things.
He comes across as a pretty soft-spoken guy. Is there another side to him? Does he turn on the type A alpha male sort of personality, or is that just kind of who he is?
No, he can turn it on. When you see him play, when it's time to compete, he turns it on. He's a guy that when he gets on the field, there's no nonsense. He's all business, and a guy that's totally focused, and he's going to listen to everything you tell him, and he's going to try to do it exactly the way you told him. But no, when it's time to turn it on, it's all business now.
Was that Athletic Bowl, that final game he played against Miami, was that probably the most confident you've seen him express himself in a game?
No, because I think about we've had some games where he's really been a confident player, and I think about we had to come back and beat Cincinnati one year, and he had an unbelievable game. But the Miami was probably just because that was his hometown, and he competed against a lot of those players on the other side of the ball against the University of Miami. So I just think it was just more we had so many players on our team from South Florida, so that was the relationship that those guys had when they were growing up.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks for your time, Coach.
All righty, and thank you guys very much.